This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Oh, the heat. Millions of Americans in the nation's midsection are going to sweat today, says the National Weather Service's William Churchill.
We could hit some triple digits. For the most part, it'll be in the 90s, though, mid to upper 90s. Though some locations are going to be near 100.
Residents of the Southwest have been warned to take precautions as the heat travels east. The Northeast expected to be pretty hot by tomorrow. And in California,
crews are attacking multiple wildfires in California amid high temperatures and strong winds. The Post fire burning near Interstate 5 in Gorman on the main north-south route between Los Angeles and Bakersfield led to evacuations from the Hungry Valley State Vehicular Recreation Area, where at least two structures were burned. Kenichi Haskett with the LA County Fire Department says strong gusts are hampering efforts by aircraft crews.
When it's windy, it pushes it just sprays the water everywhere else, or that we don't need it.
Officials warned residents of Castaic near Pyramid Lake they should prepare to leave if the fire pushes further south. As of last night, that fire was nearly 23 square miles and about 2% contained, according to CAL FIRE. The Hesperia fire is nearly 2 square miles, up to 20% contained, burning in the San Bernardino Mountains south of Victorville. I'm Jennifer King.
Now to trouble in the air.
A passenger plane has landed safely at a New Zealand airport after a fire shut down one of its engines. The nation's fire service says the Virgin Australia Boeing 737-800 jet bound from Melbourne, Australia, landed in Invercargill after the fire forced a diversion. Virgin Australia said in an email statement that the incident may have been caused by a possible bird strike. I'm Charles Duledesma.
We're just in this morning that Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu has dissolved the influential war cabinet that was tasked with steering the war in Gaza. That's just in this morning. This is AP News. To the Tony Awards now.
The Outsiders and Stereophonic won the two biggest awards at the Tony Awards in New York on Sunday.
My friend, stay gold.
The Outsiders, an adaptation of the S.E. Hinton novel, won the Tony Award for Best Musical. Hinton was in the audience as the cast and crew accepted.
Sun and moon.
Stereophonic, about a 1970s band making an album, won Best Play. Acting awards went to Malia Joy Moon for Hell's Kitchen, Sarah Paulson for Appropriate, Jeremy Strong for An Enemy of the People, and Jonathan Groff and Daniel Radcliffe for Merrily We Roll Along. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And at the movies, Inside Out 2 was number one. It pulled in $155 million, followed by Bad Boys Ride or Die with $33 million, and Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes was third, just over $5 million. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.